Contemporary psychoacoustic research distinguishes between two perceptual strategies for pitch extraction from complex tones. Spectral pitch, sometimes called analytical listening, arises when the ear resolves individual harmonic components and matches them to spectral templates. Each resolved harmonic contributes its own pitch-like sensation, and the perceived pitch results from a weighting or higher-level inference across the resolved partials. Virtual pitch, sometimes called synthetic listening or periodicity pitch, arises when the ear detects the repetition rate of the waveform, even in the absence of a physical component at that frequency, and infers a fundamental pitch. This is the modern descendant of Seebeck's periodicity pitch. A line of research from the Heidelberg Group, including Schneider, Seether Preisler, and colleagues, has reported stable, measurable listener preferences for one strategy or the other, along with associated anatomical and cortical patterns. Listeners who favor spectral or overtone-based listening tend to show rightward hemispheric dominance and stronger responses in right hemisphere auditory regions. Listeners who favor virtual or fundamental-based pitch tend to show leftward dominance and stronger early responses in left hemisphere regions. These preferences appear to be relatively stable individual traits and are not strongly predicted by musical training or expertise alone. A 2025 MEG study by Soss, Seether Preisler, and Schneider added a finer-grained oscillatory dimension to this picture. The two listening modes appear to differ in their characteristic cortical oscillations. Spectral listeners tend to show elevated theta band power and reduced gamma band power, while fundamental listeners show the opposite pattern. The two effects, anatomical lateralization and oscillatory signature, appear to be related but distinct markers of the same underlying perceptual tendency.